Kara, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
To be specific, what exactly do you do?
Well, I'm the manager of community education and juvenile arthritis programs for the Arthritis Foundation Michigan chapter. So my job is primarily responsible for education-related activities. But the foundation itself here in Michigan serves the 2.5 million Michigan residents that are currently living with arthritis. And the way in which the foundation works is that we educate people about the serious nature of arthritis. We provide programs and services to help those people live successfully with their arthritis. And we raise funds for arthritis-related research. In addition, we also have an Arthritis Answers information and referral hotline that those who are living with arthritis can call to be connected with information and resources to, again, helpfully manage their disease.
And to help us be specific, who has what is arthritis and who has it?
Well, the word arthritis is actually an umbrella term. It literally means joint and inflammation. And there's more than 100 different types out there. So the most common forms we hear about are osteoarthritis, which is more of a degenerative type of arthritis. And then we hear, again, most commonly about rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune disease and is more of the inflammatory type of arthritis.
Well, I know that funding for your program is just tough. There's tough economic times. How are you finding your cash?
Well, the foundation is supported in a few different ways. We obviously receive grants from various programs and opportunities throughout the state. We also, from fundraisers such as the Arthritis Walk, which we have a few taking place this weekend. We have our Jingle Bell Run. We do a tribute to excellence. But then we also, from memorials, private donations, and things like that.
You know, Carl, we hear about arthritis, especially with the baby boomers segment of the population, just so huge and growing. But we don't hear a lot about juvenile arthritis. Talk about that.
That's true. You know, a lot of people aren't aware that children are affected by arthritis, too. Kids get it, too. You know, arthritis can affect anyone at any age throughout the lifespan. We hear most commonly about the baby boomer generation, but infants as young as 11 or 18 months are actually affected as well. Here in Michigan, we have 10,300 children currently living with juvenile arthritis.
All right. Well, this is going to be a big weekend for you. Give us the details, please.
We have a physical activity campaign that's currently going on right now. It's designed to raise awareness about physical activity as a way to manage arthritis pain and increase function. It was once thought that physical activity was bad for people with arthritis. A doctor would tell you to go to bed, but we simply know now that that just isn't true. Studies have shown that moderate physical activity is actually essential to the health of your joints. So we have a campaign going on right now where we're offering a free physical activity starter kit to help individuals get out and get active. The physical activity starter kit includes some great resources, including tips to help you get moving, a pedometer, resources that are available within the community, such as enhanced fitness programs, the Arthritis Foundation exercise program, Tai Chi or aquatic programs. We have all kinds of different information available in this kit, and we really want individuals to get out and get active and start using physical activity as the arthritis pain reliever.
Cara, any information on where we are with finding a cure, if you will, for this?
Well, you know, we don't currently have a cure for arthritis, which is really unfortunate. But for those with rheumatoid arthritis, the biologic drugs that have been introduced over the last 10 to 12 years have been the closest thing that we've come to a cure. For those with osteoarthritis, we know that there's a lot that you can do to prevent or to slow down the development of the disease, such as maintaining a healthy weight and being physically active.
Okay. Well, if people want more information, where can they go?
They can call 1-800-968-3030. Again, that's 1-800-968-3030. Or they can visit us online at www.arthritis.org.
Cara, thanks for the visit. Stay in touch. If we can do anything to help you, we are here for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.